Most of the wheat's out of the field in Oklahoma, and here we are the first day in July. Kim, there's a rally in the price of wheat.
Yeah, you know, we had that dollar price rally on the cash market. We lost 20, 25 cents. It rallied back this last week. I think that's good news. But the rally's due to, you know, we're losing that spring wheat crop up in the Dakotas. You can go take that lower yield all the way up into Canada. It came out this last week. The Nebraska hard red winter wheat crop is it's a disaster. It's really bad up there, and they're talking about lower yields in Montana, Wyoming. So looks like lower production in the United States, and you know, that's got our prices higher on the cash market, plus the protein premium. You know, it's going wild. It's a 12% protein, probably a $1.25% premium on that. Less than 11 protein, a 16-cent discount. So that the market's hot right now.
Well, and you said lower production in the U.S., but the U.S. isn't the only country that's having lower production.
That's exactly correct. Our price is really determined on the world market. This year, we're about 6.7% of the world's wheat production for the U.S. You look at hard red winter wheat or versus the hard wheats, we're probably around 16% of the world market. But you look at Argentina, they're up 3% this year with 643 million bushels. Their average is 500 million. Mm-hmm. Australia down 29% at 919 million. Their average is 901, right in there. Canada's down 11%. The Kazakhstan's down 13%. Russia's down 5%. Ukraine down 7%. United States, as I said, down 21% for all wheat. Or if you're just looking at hard red winter wheat, we're down about 30% from last year's production. You look at India, it's up 330 million bushels. You look at the European Union, up 200 million. North Africa, up 130 million. Look at China, up 90 million. Look at Pakistan, up 30 million bushels. So those other countries, not just the importers, but the other countries, the little countries have increased their production, and so foreign production hadn't changed much. I think they got to take a look at that too.
Let's look at future prices here in Oklahoma. What do you see for... Do you see another rally on the horizon?
Well, we've rolled over to that September wheat contract, that KC contract. If it pops $5, yeah, I think we got another 30-cent rally in there. I'm looking at, you know, 450 cash by December 1, you know. That's sticking my neck in the old guillotine. Let's hope somebody didn't get the rust off of it. But I'm cautiously optimistic for higher prices. And if we can get some protein mm-hmm. in the 18 crop, we're going to have better than $5 wheat.
Should producers increase their production next year?
I think they should take a look at that, at the higher production. Yeah, we're going to have lower prices throughout this marketing year, you know, below the cost of production right now. The world is going to, the weather is not always going to cooperate. You look at those countries that are below the hard wheat producing countries. Yeah, they've lowered their production on average at 13%, but they've still got above average production, and that is simply weather. The weather's not always going to cooperate. When it doesn't, those prices are going up.
Okay, thank you much. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.